Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
It was still November, and my TV brother and I headed to Hamden, Connecticut on our fall 2014 tour. So get your rice cakes ready, your Jounce t-shirts on, and settle in for this live journey into the psyche of two infinite children. We're so glad you're here to partake. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 15 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Danny Tamborelli.
Do you have back problems? Are you having back problems tonight?
I can't sit down. It would be very painful. To his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona, ladies and
Michael
gentlemen.
Michael Marona, everybody.
Michael C. Marona.
No, you forgot the C. And our very special guests for the evening, plural. Taramellos, ladies and gentlemen. Where are they? Did they escape?
They can all come to the stage. You gotta put that BRB sign at their merch table.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Coming in.
Yeah!
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was hoping that he'd show up.
We got a hot dog on him. He has a worse slouch than I do.
Yeah, he's worse than you, Jeremy.
Sciatica.
A lot worse.
Sciatica.
We're at 2/3 Taramillo's capacity. Oh, there we go.
Hey,
John.
Hey,
Nathan.
Coming at you.
Oh, you don't have a mic stand.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
You gonna be okay?
I'm all right.
You usually have a mic stand, though, don't you?
Tamborelli, you left a hair in this
mic. I just looked over and saw him holding it and thought that's what I was supposed to do.
Okay.
I felt better holding it.
Yeah.
I like it better. I like it better too.
Oh. And that's how we break.
So whose mic stand is that tonight after this? Is that yours?
Hamden, Connecticut.
Yeah. Big yeah. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
Yeah, thank you guys
thank
for coming
out. Thank you guys
out.
So much for coming out. It's very nice of you.
So we usually go on an adventure every month, but we decided that this show was our adventure, so you are all part of the adventure.
It's a really intimate adventure.
Yeah.
I feel like we're really close.
It's pretty all right. What are you doing, John?
Just hanging. Just hanging, bruh.
We started the adventure as usual, getting sandwiches in Brooklyn.
Second episode in a row we've gotten sandwiches from Brooklyn.
Yeah. DeFonte's delicious Italian.
It's a brand
sandwiches.
We don't hate, but they also don't pay us to advertise. So,
yeah, we paid $24 for this advertisement.
It's a really good sandwich. In Red Hook in Brooklyn.
For those of you who don't know, Mike seems to hate a brand every episode. Every episode.
I'll alienate a couple of brands today before the day is done.
Or a state, which we haven't done in a while, but
no,
brands definitely.
No, I do not want to alienate the Nutmeg State. We got to come back. This
wow.
is our neighbor.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
These are our neighbors.
The first New England state.
Which?
Connecticut.
Okay.
You didn't know that, dude?
It's not Delaware.
That's Mid-Atlantic.
Wasn't that the first state, though?
I didn't ask about the first date. I said the first New England state.
Isn't that their motto? Thank you.
You hear the audience. He's not wrong.
Taramellos, can I get some backup here?
We couldn't find Connecticut on a map, probably.
Really?
No, come on. With touring and rocking out, you have to have put together those fridge magnets by now, right?
He's bluffing so hard because Nate's like the state capital master.
Okay.
Is that true? Do you know like a song for all the capitals?
No.
Okay.
And now
okay.
that I'm on the spot, I can't even think.
What's the capital of Montpelier?
Well, that's Vermont's capital.
Ah, Trick Question. You got me.
Shut down,
that's
Mike.
My only trick question.
Shit. That's any other trick? You got any other trick questions?
I just said that was my only trick question.
Okay.
My geography is awful. It's like really bad. I just realized this is so stupid. It is really embarrassing, but it never really occurred to me. It still kind of doesn't, that Boston is above New York.
That hasn't
After millions of times that I've been there.
You can't grasp that?
It's still weird to me.
Solely in latitude. You don't need to think about it as being above New York in any other way.
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
Don't limit yourself.
I don't.
There you go.
But yeah, no, so I'm not good at geography. Off, and we've been over here like a million times.
So
one
when
of
you,
these days.
When you play Trivial Pursuit, you avoid the geography section?
Oh, if I play that, I'm completely fucked in every category.
Because you're stuck at home at a family holiday party, because that's the only people who would play Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
I hate those people. I love my family.
Wow, you hate your family?
No, actually, no.
Mike hates his family, everybody.
You're really good at Trivial Pursuit.
He's not getting any presents for Christmas.
Well, he's also really good at Trivial Pursuit. I remember that from a long time ago.
State Capitals guy. Yeah, big surprise.
That's one category down.
He runs the
table. Which, I don't know, what color pie piece is that? Does anybody know?
Green.
Green.
Sorry.
Man.
It's my...
Again, the same audience members. You got someone who's got your back tonight. That's really
my
nice.
Confederate.
Yes, / also giant nerd.
It helps. We have a target audience, giant nerds.
I see a couple giant nerds on the stage. Pretty much. That's okay.
That's why we're here.
Yeah,
that's why
right?
We're talking
that's why we're
to
weird.
Each other.
Yeah.
Hamden, Connecticut, home of... Anybody from SCSU, which I think is over the border? Yeah, we go. There's a guy. We've got Quinnipiacians here. There's got to be one. None. Yeah,
wow.
Good job.
Shows the people that go to that school.
SUNY Purchase. Over the border.
Yes, you're almost alma mater.
Yeah, what's Latin? What's Latin for your mother that beats you and then you run out of the house before you're 18?
Is that what your college education was like?
Well, it's not an alma mater, but it's something. I dropped out. I liked SUNY Purchase, though. I thought of it as the poor man's NYU. And I was very happy to fulfill that. Anyway, there were so many skunks there.
Skunks?
Yeah, I remember studying Chinese philosophy at SUNY Purchase. I'm doing my homework. The door is open in my apartment, and a skunk walks into the apartment because we didn't throw out the garbage very often. And I saw the skunk, and the skunk is as far away from me as you and I are from the burrito counter over there. And
it's not too far.
And I yelled at the skunk. This was completely contrary to the Chinese philosophy that I was reading at that moment, which would have just been to accept the skunk as part of the way. You know what I mean? I was reading about the Tao specifically at that point, and it was just like the skunk is the way. But
Confucius say
the skunk had to get out of my way at that point. So I, from the safety of the couch, I kept yelling, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" And eventually the skunk left. SUNY Purchase.
Wow. Yes, do you have a question?
Yeah, either? I'm. What time of day was it?
Nighttime. They're nocturnal animals.
Okay. Well.
Can you?
Can I get?
Can you fact?
Yeah.
Can you fact check that for us, please?
I actually don't need to. I have had a skunk in my house, and it had its head stuck in a jelly jar in the middle of the night because he was excited.
Somebody should give this girl a mic. Yeah.
Wow.
I really wish this wasn't a true story.
Diabetic skunks.
You good? Yeah, I really wish this wasn't all on. Reality kind of moment in my life. But yeah, skunks came into my house. We had them. There were jelly jars. And they were excited. It was the middle of the night. Continuing. Woo! You may
can
wow.
I just
so again, that's another...
Though. I didn't ask because I didn't know that skunks were nocturnal.
Yeah,
because
he knows everything.
I just have a daytime skunk story.
You have a daytime skunk story?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was on a run... one day.
What is that?
Was that the proverbial run?
What is that? What is that?
I was on a run.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get milk. I'm not trying to sound cool by saying that I go running because I was running from my parents' house where I live with my parents.
Okay. All right. There you go.
So
wearing my headgear.
I want to uncool him a little more.
When I grew up. But so I'm rounding the corner, and there's an animal control guy like staring at the ground, and I like kind of stop, and I see like a cute little skunk looking like very scared and timid. And I know that it's daytime and that skunk's not supposed to be out. So I'm like, I'm just going to take off because I don't know how far they can spray. Maybe you could.
15 and a half feet.
Okay.
Wow.
Come
audience
on.
Audience member with another.
I think that was just a number in the dark.
Nope. She's coming on tour with us. Continue. Nathan, continue.
So she's a Google robot.
Continue. So I cruise by and like 2 seconds later, I just hear. And it got its, I guess it got, it's got its brains blown out.
Oh, I thought that was the sound of the skunk going on.
No. That was, yeah.
I'm not good at onomatopoeia. I failed Sorry. That, actually.
That was the skunk going out, pretty, not off.
It's a pretty weenie gun sound I made, rarely, I know. It was startling.
Like ween from the 90s, ween?
Ween?
Like
what about ween?
Ween?
Like take a piece of tinsel and put it on the tree,
and
ween?
Cut a slab of melon and pretend that you still love me, ween?
Out of the Bugnish. I don't know, Ween.
I've never heard Ween.
Oh, wow. I like
well,
Ween.
Oh, man. No. They played, we'll cut that out of the podcast.
They played. Oh,
I know they have weird fans.
They do. They do have weird fans.
Right. They played Culture Shock at SUNY Purchase before I got there. Got banned. Got banned.
Wow.
We've played some punk rock shows at SUNY Purchase.
You have?
They're pretty wild. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Someone managed to do a stage dive off of your like sampler board.
There was no stage.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and they just like crawled onto our gear and
that's no stage,
flew
no
off.
Problem. That's
highly conceptual.
Yeah,
most conceptual stage dive.
They're raw there in SUNY.
I had the most messed up haircuts when I went to school there, man. And nothing but.
Did you get any bad haircuts while you guys were there? Oh my God. No.
I looked pretty fucked up, I remember. I remember I was wearing like a bright purple shirt and just had this stupid red massive beard, and that's just too much.
Whoa, what's stupid red. About a red beard? Get some pride, man.
I don't it's, have it's, much pride.
You don't have ginger pride? Beard.
It's getting close to Thanksgiving. You can't be a jive turkey. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta back yourself up, man. Big up yourself.
It's okay without a bright purple shirt.
Okay, so now you're drawing me a whole picture.
Right, there we go. Yeah, and they're wild there.
Believe in your beard. Just be happy. You're a
I'm all right with it
you
right now.
You can't change it.
I wish I had your beard.
What do you mean?
Cause
you
got I can't, it? I, no, Give it to yeah, him. I got it. You were in the green room. You heard all my friends making fun of me.
Oh, I'm your friend?
Aww. I don't know what you are. I've just known you since I was 7 years old and I'm 32, so...
Hey guys, Shit. This is our 25th anniversary.
Aww. Wow. That's the best way to get a clap from the audience ever.
I got you a silver bullet.
That's not a silver bullet. This is coffee.
Oh,
this is
coffee.
Delicious
oh,
coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
How are you guys drinking coffee or anything?
Coffee's good.
We know that's not a coffee.
What do you mean? what do you mean? This is an all ages show. This is coffee.
Where's it's, the X's it's on your it's, hands? It's a, if it's an it's, all ages show,
huh, it's just it's a foamy latte. They make me farty and bloaty sometimes.
We've got kind of a funny secret beverage story where it's not supposed to be involving bodily functions too. I guess.
Oh, what?
this seems tailor made for
enticing.
Us.
Yeah.
You too.
Do speak.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm referencing? Because it actually happened to you, Nick.
In our nation.
When I peed into a Gatorade bottle and our friend thought it was Gatorade and drank it. No.
There's that one, and then there's...
There's actually a couple. That wasn't what I was thinking.
Everyone's got one of those.
What I was thinking is we had like kind of a long drive to D.C., and we pulled up to load into the venue, and you were trying to go in and throw away your bottle of piss that you had because you had to pee in the bottle.
Like you do sometimes. You gotta
and
do that.
The guy at the door wouldn't let him in because he said, you're not allowed to bring in outside beverages.
Did you tell him this was actually more of an inside beverage? In that it was a beverage that came from inside of Nick?
Well, you I'm sure you debated with him. I don't think you just were like, okay. I'm sure there was some debate.
Well, so what happened? I don't remember.
Well,
I
have this so many is so traumatizing.
Yeah, what happened? I was mad. I know I was mad.
I know it's warm in his hand and he's holding it and he's talking to the guy.
The point is, I was trying to throw away a bottle of piss instead of just, you know, chuck it into the street or something. So, and this guy was denying me access to the receptacle.
Yeah.
And so I was sure, upset by that.
I'm sure there was like, this is not a beverage. Like, trust me, this is not a beverage talk. But what happened was you ended up just leaving it outside. And then later when I was settling, the bartender was like, hey, so whose piss did I have to throw away earlier?
And you said it was that bouncer.
So they ended up totally just going and grabbing the bottle of piss from outside and throwing it away anyway.
Aren't you glad that was the end of the night and not like the beginning of the night? Right when he started serving you drinks, at least.
You've got a little extra in that drink.
Right. I think you resolved that at the right end of the evening.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Everyone who has had to grip a warm bottle of their own piss at any time knows the vulnerability that you feel. And you were just trying
holding
to...
Holding it because it's so warm?
Yeah, yeah. But you're not holding it in you, but you're holding it.
Well, there's a lot of times that we just sleep in our van and really, really, you know, like we slept in our van last night. And it gets really chilly at night, obviously. So when you piss in a bottle in the middle of the night and it's nice and warm...
You put it between your
knees. I'm not joking. You put it right here. I will kind of cuddle up to it for a sec because it's warm. I'm not even trying to be funny. That's the thing you do.
I thought you guys were going to get all Voyage of the Mimi and take your clothes off and get in a sleeping bag right up against each other. That's how you keep. That's how you survive.
No, it's just bottle of piss.
They told me that's
warm bottle of piss.
Classic. I'll get a little of both.
I feel like we have other piss stories, too.
Great.
The piss stories.
So, well, the very first U.S. tour we ever did, I mean, I'd never been to the East Coast ever, and it was in January, and I didn't comprehend how cold it really got here. And it was the point was made to me one night when we were sleeping in our van and
took out our bottles of piss
and they were frozen solid.
We didn't
let me this
I actually
speak,
had
Mike.
To get out to pee, and I got out and I peed like on the ground while we were sleeping, and then like I don't know how much longer later I had to get out and pee again, and my piss was frozen on the ground and I almost slipped in it.
That's pretty good.
Where is that other... When you and I were driving that one time, and we are too cheap to get a hotel, and we're like, fuck a hotel. We're going to sleep in the van tonight. Where was that?
It was in Wyoming. We were driving from Indianapolis to home, Sacramento, overnight. And
we pulled into a hotel parking lot, but instead of actually getting the hotel, we're like, nah, fuck that. We're going to save $80 and sleep in the van.
It was blizzard, like whiteout blizzard
conditions. And it was the kind of thing where, like, I remember, to bring this back to pissing in a bottle, I remember pissing in a bottle and it, like, almost immediately, like, freezing right there. Like, I remember some drops got on the van floor and it, like, froze over immediately.
That was a rental.
No, that was our van.
Oh, that's your van?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You can piss all over a rental. We do that all the time.
This also brings up another interesting
thing. Speak for yourself.
This is the first time, because since I don't piss in the bottle in the van, I have issues with movement, but I would have bet that one of these two would have let a slide drop out on accident, but you just admitted it now.
Drop out into the van?
Did we just start some van beef?
It was a spatter. It's not a drop. I think a drop conjures up like a very heavy mental image. I think this was more
it's
of a light.
It's the third or fourth
just a
shake
light spray.
Becomes a
yeah.
drop.
Yeah.
You're saying you would think that when we've peed in bottles that sometimes it would
maybe
spray on the... I would say probably just about every single time I pee into a bottle, some spray's on the ground.
Nice.
I guess you didn't know that.
Sounds like...
Well, because you don't do it.
It sounds like you guys are taking the van next time and he's taking the Segway.
Right.
You guys have a Segway?
Yeah, because then you can watch himself.
Oh, man.
I've actually peed while driving. I've peed in a bottle while driving the van.
I've done that as well.
You gotta go and you're stuck in traffic.
Is that pre or post Easy Pass?
I don't follow.
I think this was on the way down to Austin.
Okay. So. Not
we all know there are no tolls on the way to Austin.
Yeah. There are now. They opened one up.
What happened to that?
They are changing.
They had that motto is like keep Austin free of tolls.
Yeah. Apparently that's not weird.
Conventional.
That's ridiculous.
What else? We also have a shit story.
Oh, man. Oh, cool. I can rebuttal with piss and shit stories. This is great.
The shit story is kind of gnarly. We probably don't need to get into that. Okay. But we do have
everybody take two steps back.
Then we'll do the shit story. Well, just the gist.
We like to do the reenactment version of it too.
The gist is I just shit my pants once on tour.
I got him.
You know, that happens.
Hey, it happened. I shit my pants when I was 13 years old coming back from a Megadeth and Korn and Fear Factory concert. with my best friend who's a guitar player in our band, Matt, and his dad and my dad and two of my other friends. And it wasn't really a total. I had to shit after the show.
My dad
was driving us home from Portchester, New York, from Westchester back to Jersey at the Capitol Theater in 1995. Megadeth rocked my fucking world. It was amazing. And I'm driving home. He's driving home, and I have to shit. And I'm like, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom. And he's like, we're making good time. We're going to make it. It's fine. You're 13 years old. You can hold it. I'm like, okay, fine. I can hold it. And like we're getting like halfway there. And I'm like getting really uncomfortable now. Like I'm learning how to focus and do like yoga or like whatever. I mean, not yoga, but like I'm breathing and like trying to focus and do all this shit.
Was it a 50-50?
Well, no, it wasn't a 50-50.
Did you gamble?
No,
and lose?
No. Let me finish, Mike.
I want to know.
Okay, well, it wasn't a 50-50. It was real. It was. It was. I've got
it was
a number.
100%.
No, I've got a percentage. Don't worry. So we get halfway there, and I still have to shit. I'm like, Dad, I got to shit. He's like, we're almost home. So we're dropping off my friends, and my dad...
At the pool?
No, not at the pool. No. We drop my first friend off, and I'm just like, Dad, I'm going in, and I've got to go to the bathroom. And he's like, oh, God damn it. Like, you know, like curmudgeon and upset that he wasn't making the best time ever going from Portchester to Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
And so... I run into my friend's house, and it's like that moment when you like cross through the barrier of the door frame of the bathroom, and your body's like, oh, it's bathroom time. And so it was that moment where I was like pulling my pants down and pulling the seat up and shitting at the same time, and like 87% got in the bowl. The other 13% was on the floor and like on the way there, and it was embarrassing. And so I like cleaned it up, and I was like, oh, well, that worked out okay. Like that was actually pretty okay. For all things considered, I didn't do, you know, like it's totally cool. So I get back in the car and I'm like, oh God, this is great. And we're driving home, and within like 30 seconds, my dad's like, are you still farting? Like, did you not, like, take care of all you had to take care of? Like, it smells like shit in my car. And then I realized that maybe only 75% had actually gotten in the bowl, and 13% was on the floor, and there was a couple spots on my pants or somewhere else that I didn't see, because then I smelled my own shit in the back of my dad's car with, like, Matt, our guitar player, lives, like, four houses down from me, so it was the entire journey home being like, are you okay? And I had to, like, fake it. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Something's not right. You know, and all the while I knew that I was fine and unloaded and totally chill, except there was shit in my pants somewhere. And I got out of my dad's car, and he had an Expedition with leather seats, and I slid across the fucking seat, and I got out, and I saw you know what happened? It was embarrassing. I saw my own streak and was like, oh no. So I had to clean that up, and my father still doesn't know that, and he listens to this podcast. So sorry, Dad, I shit in your Expedition.
There you go, Paul. Okay, so then you should tell our shit story, because we have a good shit story. I'm too traumatized. I don't remember much of it, but you remember.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I was driving, and we were, I think, going through St. Louis, and it was nighttime. It was like one of these night overnight, we're probably going to sleep in the van kind of situations. And Nick popped up and said, like, that he had a code red. We call it a code red.
Code red.
Yeah.
And that's like
inside the van, it's a code red.
5 minutes to go.
Yeah, that's just, sure. It doesn't,
and then
not
that's it, it's happening.
Nobody's trying to make good time, but you guys all respect the code red?
Yeah, gotta go. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's amazing.
I took the very first exit I could find, right. And...
John started cracking windows. He's just...
This predates my time in the band.
But the smell still lingers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I pulled off, and frantically, because, you know, I know what a code red is, so... The first place I can pull into is a 7-Eleven, and if you've traveled a lot, you know that 7-Elevens don't have bathrooms. They're pretty notorious for not letting you use their
but
bathroom.
But they do have a bathroom. You know there's a fucking bathroom in there, and so I ran in there, and I, you know, pleaded with the guy, please let me use your bathroom, and that fuckhead would not let me use the bathroom. He sent me out.
You're already several minutes into the code red at this point.
It's
imminent.
Like,
it's imminent.
It's yes. No longer a code red. There's another term in it.
Right.
You can't say it out loud or it'll happen.
Right.
Is it okay, it's so, a condition blue? What is it? Is it Admiral Brown?
Okay, so I come back out.
So he comes back out and he's like, you know, fuck, they won't let me shit in there. And so it's kind of hard to illustrate on a podcast, but at least you guys can tell. So
you can say the words for the listener and then just
so,
go.
Okay,
it works.
So
it
for
really
the listener,
works.
There's a gas station across the street, but there's like a, you know, like a concrete divide dividing the little road that we're on. So I have to pull out of the 7-Eleven and then make a U-turn to get to the gas station.
For the listener, he's making handy gestures.
Yeah. So that's my plan. But as soon as I pull out of the 7-Eleven, he's like, fuck, I'm not going to make it. Pull into this. There's a KFC right next to the 7-Eleven. Just pull into this KFC. I'm going to go shit behind the dumpster. So I pull in before I've probably even like come to a complete stop. He's out of the van
running.
And it's night, and so it's nighttime, so I've got the headlights on. So I see him run in front of the van and just kind of spasm.
You don't kill the headlights out of mercy? What a sadist. Oh my god, this is sadistic.
Anything.
Oh, what are you doing back there? Let me put the brights on. Look at it. Click, click, click.
So
and it just happened. That had never happened to me before.
So a flash of white as his pants dropped as he exited behind the dumpster.
They didn't even drop. Like, he really shit his pants. There was no like percentage. It was 100%.
No percentage. Right.
Hey, congratulations, you kept it 100. I mean,
right.
Not everybody can do
100%.
That.
100%.
Yeah. So he like went behind the dumpster and cleaned off and like I remember he kept the pants. He put the pants like in a bag. And
I did keep the. It was like I had two pairs of pants on tour or whatever, so I had to have this. Or I may have even only had one pair, but I remember, you know, leaving the shitty boxers like in the drive-thru. I thought that was funny.
The poor guy that had to find.
Can I get a value meal and a? What is that?
I was gonna eat here, but it smells weird.
Yeah. God, I had standards until I found this feces-soaked piece of clothing.
So, have there been any piss or shit stories? Well, John's been in the band. Is he a good luck charm?
Look like he's keeping you guys honest.
You got one you can introduce about me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we had played in San Francisco, and I think the next show was down in Southern California. So we drove an hour or two outside of town, you know, and got to a motel. And Nate, you were like outside on the phone or something, I think, for a while.
So Nick
gets in the shower, and Nate walks in, sees, you know, he hears the sound, the shower's going, he goes, fuck. So he runs outside. Maybe 5 minutes go by, and Nate walks in and opens the door, and he just goes, I just pissed my pants. So what was, you went outside, you were soiling the bushes.
So I actually made it to where I had everything outside of my pants and was pissing, but it was like right in the hotel, like parking lot, kind of like.
It was just right outside the door of the hotel, right?
Well, it's kind of, you know, like, again, for the listener, it more felt like it was
an old apartment
complex that was abandoned. So there were places you could hide and like scare people.
A little courtyard and stuff.
So I like found some bushes that I was behind. But while I was peeing, somebody came out of a door that was right near me. So I tried to put everything away really quick and act like nothing was happening. thing and just like and unloaded in my pants.
Jump the gun.
And you were showering the whole stories. Time.
I got to hear all about it when I got out. It was cool. Oh, there's a, you also have a shit story too.
Oh man, this is podcast with is so minus awesome the bear. Right now.
Podcast is pure there's gold.
We were on tour with this band Minus the Bear last year.
That's rad.
And they're all weird dudes. They're really, really nice, but they're weird dudes. Yeah. And, well, you go ahead.
We're in Salt Lake City and...
weird town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weird drinking water.
Weird event.
Very sulfurous.
Weird event took place. I'm, like, pretty notorious about locking the bathroom door behind me, like, always. Even if I'm just, like, brushing my teeth or something, it's just, you know...
Fine.
And but for some reason, this one time where I went in to take a shit, I didn't do it. And it was the kind of thing where it was like, you know, it wasn't like a big bathroom. It was you open the door, there's the toilet. Awesome, you know? So I'm in there like thinking I'm all alone. I got my phone out, like, you know, probably like
might be swiping left or right, you don't know.
Yeah, seeing what's going on in the world, you know, on my phone. And then all of a sudden the door opens. And it's Jake, the singer from Minus the Bear.
Who was looking a lot like the six-fingered man from the Princess Bride on that tour.
That's awesome. So
imagine that, listener.
So he opens the door, and I'm like, the only thing I can think to do is being like, is say, oh, it's cool, come on in.
It's not a jacuzzi. It's a bathroom. You're allowed. You're allowed this point of privacy. You're allowed.
Yeah, and I think he stood there like with the door cracked. He didn't like his face wasn't in there, but the door was like cracked, and I think he talked to me for like a second, and then closed the door, and then I finished up doing you know what I was doing, and I came out, and he was still there waiting. He didn't like go to another bathroom, and so we had this like really awkward like, oh hey dude.
What were you guys talking about?
Well, so we were on tour with another band called the New Trust at the time, and they have two ladies in the band, and I was just saying like I'm really glad it was you and not one of the ladies that were in the band walking in on me taking a shit.
And there will probably be like a Minus the Bear song, you know, with a long, funny title about,
right.
I walked in on Nathan taking a shit in Salt Lake City.
Oh, so where were you in the process of the act when he walked in?
Oh, I was
in?
Done. I was just like,
so there was,
you're chilling.
I was just like, man, I'm just going to sit around for a minute.
Were you sitting
relax.
In your own miasma is my question. Could he not take the hint when he opened the door? Was he not greeted by the brown curtain?
Still knowing that it, like, and being, like, paranoid about bathroom stuff, I had given
Again.
A flush. It had flushed.
Oh, you do? Flush?
Courtesy flush.
Yeah.
Courtesy flush.
Whatever. I guess
call
you
it
don't
prison
wanna,
flush.
Yeah, you don't want to get
West stabbed. Coast is the courtesy flush.
Oh. Yeah, on the East Coast, we call it a prison
we
flush.
We call it prison flush.
But with your
if I smell your shit and I'm in prison with you, I'm going to beat the shit
that's
out of you.
That's actually his dad. That's his dad.
That was my dad.
That's the same voice that he uses for his dad.
He was a parole officer,
that's what
my
he was saying
dad.
In the car, right?
Hey, man. I can laugh at that, okay? It was traumatizing at 13. Eighth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, as an adult, it's not as bad, and that's weird. You almost be like, what? You're 32 years old, you just shit your pants. I would be much... it would be okay. I could shit my pants now and be like, well, it happens.
Yeah.
But at 13, it was mortifying. Isn't that weird?
He's really grown. I've known him the whole time. I've known him since before he shit his pants.
That's special.
And I definitely say he smells mom. Better now.
That's nice.
I do have one poop story, but I'm sure Jeremy has a poop story.
No, I don't.
Thank God.
That's disgusting. I don't know why anybody ever shit pissed
for themselves. For the listener and the people
that's
in the audience,
weird of all of you.
Jeremy, when Jeremy farts, it sounds like the wettest, most disgusting.
Oh my
check
God!
This out. Check this
it's
out.
Just, it
it's
just
like it's like a person in a music video slapping two steaks together. That's what it sounds like, but like not but those like big steaks. Not little steak. I just roomed with Jeremy recently is why I can tell you this. It's not, not hearsay. This is first person.
We roomed together in Chicago, and it was one of the worst nights of my life. Two nights of my life. I would wake up to Mike being like, shut the fuck up!
He was a snorer.
And I guess I snore in my sleep. I was really revengeful. I didn't fucking know. I don't know. How would I know?
I texted you, but you didn't get them till the next morning. I was like, stop snoring.
Be glad I didn't shit in your bed.
That's the most passive-aggressive thing to do. When you see the person sleeping there and you text them anyway, stop snoring.
By the way, I don't want you to forget this.
My strategy with Jeremy. Jeremy would snore. Here, Jeremy, you want to snore?
Bottles.
You want to snore?
Here. No, because you're going to throw that at me. I've been through this once already. I'm not doing it again. That's full, too. The other ones were at least empty. So that was the other thing. When I was snoring, he would throw empty water bottles.
So he doesn't have a shit story, but I do.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it, actually.
Okay, tell your shit story, buddy.
Okay, my shit story.
And everyone else is going to have to go to use the bathroom upstairs after all these stories. You're all thinking about it,
Danny's going to be the top of these stairs. So I'm going to be at the top of these stairs, and you have to pay us with a shit story when you go to the bathroom. Los Angeles. The year is something, and cars have been invented, and I'm in one driving to the west side. I'm going to Mongolian Barbecue over by UCLA. You familiar with the place?
Yeah, sure.
So there's just like, it's like a salad bar. It's like a salad bar that you select frozen meat from. And my friend had taken me there a couple months before and taught me the secret, which is as you take the meat from the salad bar and put it in your bowl, you pay and you get an empty bowl. Mash the meat down, the frozen meat down with your fist so you can fit more frozen meat in the bowl.
I remember that trick.
You remember that trick?
I would use my fist too, but you know, all the pros would take an empty bowl and shove it inside the bowl to get more like,
I got a form.
But I like to smash it down.
I was new to the game. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
I'll tell you what year it was now. It was 2000.
Okay.
Wow, great.
So having discovered how to increase my frozen meat capacity, I proceeded to get all of the frozen meats in the hopper, whatever they had. Whatever that was, I had that beef, ham, pork. What's the other one? Goose?
Yeah, sure, goose.
So you hand it to a man. You hand it to a man behind a glass curtain, and he pushes it around this circular Mongolian oven-looking thing for however long it takes. Yeah. He pushes it around. He just, like, chases it around this thing. It's a circle, and he just keeps pushing around with, like, a little shuffleboard, or like he's a croupier in the roulette game of food.
You're so traveled.
craps, not roulette.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
okay,
I mean.
Craps.
So
I get that.
He's teased around my frozen meat for a long time, but I did not.
What?
That doesn't sound right.
Let him tease my frozen meat long enough. It was not fully cooked because
you shouldn't let your meat get frozen, dude. That's weird.
Because I gavoned it after that. I gavoned it. I was done. It was empty. I ate it all. I went to see a movie. The movie was Jesus' Son. It made me want to do a lot of drugs. The whole movie is just like drug hallucination after that. But like halfway through the movie, I feel a little, oh my God, what's going on in there? And I know the director, so I have to watch all the credits.
Because he's totally in the audience, and you're like, oh, if I don't stay here and watch this, he's going
to
know.
I have to watch, and I have to get the soundtrack, and I have to watch all those, oh my God, I'm fucking ill. It's not my car that I have in L.A. It's a borrowed car. And it's not my free L.A. Weekly that I put on the seat underneath me as I drive home, because this is the only thing that keeps the car that's not mine from being damaged. Maybe it was the Truck Trader, actually, the free classified ads thing that they sell. But anyway, it was not a newspaper that I paid for that preserved, and I just want to thank Jack Black, Billy Crudup, or whoever was in that movie, because it just made me want to do drugs. I'm like, it's roiling in here. Everything just wanted to be ripped apart.
Did you shit or did you not shit?
I shat in the station wagon. No. I drove home, pulled over on... driving home, pulled over on Wilshire... shat on the side of the road. in Beverly Hills. I shat on the side
that's
of the road.
That's the best place to shit. Yeah, well, in public. That's exciting. Well, in Beverly Hills.
You're driving
fuck you
east.
Guys.
I was driving east right through from UCLA. You see how it makes sense geographically,
yeah,
right?
No,
I'm not
lying.
For the listener, I'm not lying.
Yeah, you're going due west.
I was going due east, but you know what I mean.
Due south, more like it.
I stopped.
Eat it.
I shat on the side of the road in Beverly Hills and then sat on the LA Weekly or the Truck Trader all the way
you
home.
You wiped with the LA Weekly?
No, I just sat on it and went home and took a shower. Jesus Christ.
Did you get all the way, did it get all the way through the LA Weekly?
No, no, because it was the weekend good. Edition. Because it's got all the club listings.
I set
listings.
Them up, you knock them down.
It had all the club
hey.
Listings and the hey, left me hanging. Well, so that's my poop story. Don't go to Mongolian barbecue. And mash it down too hard.
Well, Jeremy's about to be the mom and be like,
guys,
that's it. We're turning the lights on and off. You gotta go.
Guys.
It's time to go.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to do.
I know.
So thanks for
ruining it. I can see it in his eyes.
Camden, thank you so much for coming out to our podcast, episode 15 of The Adventures of Danny Mike. I want to thank Adoria Recording Studio, which is upstairs at the recording.
We definitely want to say thanks to the good people at
the space.
Adoria. We want to thank
Recording Studio.
Adoria Recording Studios also.
Who else?
Travis. The pants he was wearing tonight were very slimming.
Mm.
And I didn't forget that.
Thanks to John.
Terramettles, everybody.
Who make up Terramettles?
Are you ready for some music?
Oh,
guys, buy some merch.
One thing. Hold on. One thing before we leave.
Is it a shit story?
You didn't.
Name check there.
You didn't fuck off a brand.
Oh, shit.
And we were going to talk about one. Just real quick. Who do you want to say F off to in Connecticut?
It's up to you.
Just say it. Just do it.
Fuck. I mean,
it was Sikorsky.
I mean,
come on.
You want to see helicopters, Karen?
Yeah. Oh, Karen, you want to see helicopters?
I think that going in a circle is such a waste. What a stupid company. But I really had all my fire reserved for Unilever. I think that's a shit corporation that can suck all kinds of goat penises. Don't you think so? What is mayonnaise? It's some things that you wouldn't have separately, but together all of a sudden you love it? Give me a break. It's a joke.
Yes.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
Thanks, Terramettles.
Thank you guys for coming out. Thanks to Hot Dog Man.
I'm glad we didn't.
Terramettles is up next. Hamden. It's Hamden, Connecticut.
Yeah, not Camden.
It's not
it's
Camden.
Hamden.
No, it's which
Hamden.
Is what I was
yeah,
saying.
He kept saying Camden
no,
a
couple
a
times.
It's a suburb of New Haven.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it but is. Don't make it seem like I did it every time. I may have gotten it right once.
I don't think you got it right at all.
No, I mean, even a broken
Hamden, I'm sorry.
Clock Camden, is right once,
and
twice
Camden,
a day.
I'm sorry as well.
Don't apologize to Camden. No. Camden doesn't need an apology.
Yeah, don't even.
Camden needs a lot more than an apology.
Just stay back,
they
actually.
Need,
don't even make eye contact.
They need federal help.
I don't know. They've been getting help.
National Guard.
They've been getting help from the feds in the states for a long time. It hasn't been working out. Something else has got to happen.
It's all that funny money.
Yeah, whatever. It's all that casino bullshit.
Well, let's say that for like that. There's nothing like that up in Hamden,
which is by New Haven, which I sometimes call Gunwaven New Haven.
You're right. It's a free country.
You know,
there's a lot of guns in Connecticut.
I mean,
there was a lot of.
I don't think of when I think of guns.
Back in actually, you know,
Haven's got some.
There was a lot of
some gully parts.
Well, there was a lot of manufacturing. You know, Massachusetts was the Springfield Gun Works, but there was also a lot of manufacturing around that part of Connecticut. It was from very early on.
Hartford has the
exactly.
Yeah, Hartford, Connecticut is where
Glocks are made.
Smith and Wesson.
Oh, that makes sense.
Their big place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the industrial
right
base
off
was
of 91.
Yeah, you can see a lot of it as you either take the train or as you drive, you go along the
the Connecticut River. Is what it
the
is.
The Connecticut River was supplied a lot of the power for the early mills to operate.
Speaking of guns, we talked a lot about shit in this episode.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everybody
can relate to poop stories.
Yeah, like I mean as you've just listened, but lots of poop references. And I didn't really have a poop story, but I did think of one afterwards, and I'll drop it right now. It's not that funny or interesting, but I'm going to do it anyway. And
that's,
I can see that look in
your
style.
Eye,
Mike.
Go ahead.
I had a Pekingese dog as a kid. It wasn't mine. It was the family dog.
Was it peeking out once in a while?
And I'm not even going to respond to that. And one day it was walking around and I went up to pick it up, and I squeezed it for some reason, and it shit on my hand.
Yeah, you already told that story.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
When we said it was like a secret that nobody knows about yet.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
Things that you filed away.
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of things I filed away. Just bury it deeper. Don't acknowledge it. Don't deal with it.
What city will have you now, Jeremy?
Bury
oh,
it.
God.
Let's not bring that up again.
What city will have you now, Jeremy?
You know, speaking of that, I was at a Pearl Jam concert in Ohio. And Eddie gave a shout out to Robert Pollard, and I was on the floor, but on up four seats, Robert Pollard, giving a little wave to
Eddie.
Oh,
the guy that he was giving a shout out to?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So Robert
that
Pollard.
That he would address a person in the audience.
You and
right
Robert
in front
Pollard
of
were in the same vicinity once again.
Yeah.
So apparently.
Yeah.
I've never been further away.
Yeah.
And I love Guided by Voices.
I don't know. I think in the frame of things, you probably have been further away from both guys before. Or you just feel like emotionally.
Emotionally, mostly. Not, you know.
He's talking about his emotions.
I know about Hamden because I had a good college friend living there when I went to school. And it was not that far from SUNY Purchase.
Yeah,
if you drive.
We passed it, didn't
we? Yeah, we did have to go past SUNY Purchase both ways. And so we would... Okay, I had a limited experience because we ate inside the house. I had like a Sunday sauce that was so good. His dad make a really good Sunday sauce. His family's great.
Like for ice cream sundaes?
No, dude, Sunday sauce.
Like a red sauce you make on Sunday?
Yeah, come on, man. This guy.
It's for Italian. For those of you who are not Italian and have no idea what that means.
We didn't go out to a whole bunch of places in... This is also, you know, a while ago, admittedly. But I definitely had hit the Billiards Hall a couple times, Toad's Place a couple of times, and we did go to one strip club in Connecticut, and I think that was really traumatic for me.
The strip club was traumatic?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Mary's in Portland?
No, I'm, well...
They hold a gun to your head.
It wasn't that, it was probably larger and had a higher ceiling, but that's not hard when you're thinking about Mary's, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I think it was just like it just felt really, however you want to say, desperate, exploited, whatever it was. I just didn't enjoy it. I'm not sure if I had been to a strip club before that.
Oh, that was your first, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was called the Catwalk, and
listeners,
I think that it burned down.
Give us a shout if that's still open.
Was Right Said Fred there?
I'm not even sure. This might have actually been in New Haven proper rather than Hamden, but I seem to recall it. I associate it with my Hamden.
We can't talk
Hamden.
About that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's Hamden and New Haven.
It's disqualified. No, I remember that from my Connecticut adventures.
Well, because I went to school in Western Massachusetts at Hampshire.
You often pass through the area.
Right. Well, one of my best friends went to Quinnipiac, and it's like the direct halfway point
So it was like, it was my pit stop every time I was going back and forth from Jersey.
How do Americans feel about your friend?
Marco?
Yeah.
They're fine with him.
It was like, what was like 54% fine, or it was like 74% fine?
No, no, they're pretty fine with him. Like, I mean, he definitely what's his, looks what's
his
Italian.
Name, what's his name recognition among registered voters?
What do you mean?
He went to fucking Quinnipiac, dude. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, yeah, because they do all the polls. I get
Mike
it.
Just punched Danny in the face.
It was not punching.
It was like a backhanded slap.
It was not punching.
Punch his neck.
I'm allowed to do that because I got a sandwich from DeFonte's today. So you're allowed, allowed to physically slap one man in the face each time you buy a sandwich. So actually, I have three slaps lined up today.
Well, two. You got to slap yourself?
There we go. You're next, Jeremy. You got one left, Jeremy. You're next.
For the listener, he really did slap himself.
He witnessed it.
Can I pass?
I didn't pull it. He saw me hit full force.
But no, he was not a poli-sci major dude. He was a communications guy.
That means more than one science for the listener. That means like when you're into physics and chemistry.
I don't think that's what it means.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've seen it in the classified ads. It says if you put poli-sci, it means you're into like you're a teacher that's looking for multiple partners of that are science teachers.
God. Oh, Michael. Marona.
I think Old Ham in Connecticut has a good thing going with the music venue that we played at
With the space?
Yeah,
with
both spaces. The space is really cool.
The space had, bringing it back, the space had the X-Men video game.
Where you could be
Cyclops, you could be Iceman, you could be Storm, you know what I mean? That was a good.
It's not often where you can go play a 90s X-Men video game, record an album, buy some vintage shoes, and then watch an incredible show at one spot.
And when that's one location,
and then across the street, there's a little bar
which has another little stage.
But
you have the biggest room, which is where that band Sloan was playing.
You wouldn't have to change parking once, though.
No, you could just
park once, and then
you walk around the whole entire thing.
And let's say all you have is like a vest and a scarf, you're going to be fine because all of these venues are connected,
right?
By an underground tunnel. You don't
have to stay outside that long.
Oh man, that'd be sick if they did a tunnel.
Yeah.
Or segways.
How did you get to see that?
Well, there's something wrong with the ventilation, and it turns out that I'm an HVAC repairman because in the 2000s...
Is this Brazil?
I dropped out of college, and I didn't have anything to do, and I was watching a lot of TV, and they had those commercials that are like, I can't call you, you have to call us. So I called them, and they said, well, why don't you pick one? I was like, and they were like, HVAC... Repairman?
You chose HVAC repairman.
I was on hold for so long that I started eating peanuts and I didn't have a drink around. And I was like, fat. And they enrolled me in an HVAC repairman. And I got my certificate 18 months later and I'm good.
For nothing.
No, I'm saying it. No, I had to pay.
I
got federal grants. I got to fill out the FAFSA. But when we were at the space the other night, it turned out that their Honeywell had conked out, and I just happened to have a 2C13 wrench with me in the car. So, it fixed up everything. And they showed me the ventilation tunnels because that's how we got there.
I don't believe you.
Okay, in SUNY Purchase, there were massive underground tunnels underneath my college. Yes.
We know.
Just conflating the two. No, but there's tunnels elsewhere, guys.
There's tunnels all over the place.
Thank you.
We didn't get to go to Al Capone's bar when we went to Chicago, but there's supposed to be a bunch of tunnels under there.
There's a Heroes tunnel right before you get if you take the Merritt up and right.
Oh, the tunnel in between 59 and 60, right going.
And you have to take off your sunglasses in the tunnel.
Yes, you have to.
You're instructed to take off your tunnel. But now it's like it's pretty bright in there. That's the first tunnel that made me think of iRobot.
Interesting. iRobot?
The movie, not the Asimov book. The Will Smith movie.
They used to do, it's not necessarily a tunnel. Well, I guess it is. They used to do movie screenings here in New York where you would enter through a manhole on Atlantic Avenue. I'm not even kidding. This was like three summers. You know this, Mike?
The railroad tunnel, yeah.
Yeah. You enter through,
a manhole in the middle of... In the middle of Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah. Is that true?
Like,
yeah.
I think it was on Clinton, right?
Something like that.
It's either Clinton or Court. Anyway, it's a historical
railway.
And you'd
go down there, take a whole group of people down there, and they'd screen a movie. But you couldn't leave and you couldn't go to the bathroom.
Civil War saboteurs were captured around there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It dates from the 19th century, that tunnel. And there's a guy who's been sort of, he discovered it while he was working. He was a city worker, I think, or maybe he's an MTA worker, and he discovered it and has been trying to open it up historically for a while. And then out of nowhere, the city decided to close it again.
Yeah, because I don't think they do the...
He was giving tours, and it was really cool. It was really cool. It's dangerous in there, though, so you need certain safety things.
Do you need, like, an HVAC certification?
He does not have, at this point, the capacity on his pumper is, like, 220 CFM, and you really need to have, like, a 550.
That's why New York City was probably shut it down.
You need like a 550, 750 CFM minimum in there because of just the length of the tunnel. So
no idea.
Did you have to have a hard hat to watch the movie?
And a hard on, actually. It was
no, but there were rules.
Both.
There are rules.
That's a different tunnel.
The flashlight. You know, watch your head. There's other rules. I can't remember.
No, I know that. Oh, yeah, I wish I knew. Because I remember the last one. It must have been 3 years ago. And I was like, I have to go to this because they're going to shut this down because there's no way. And then guess what? They closed it.
Yeah. And it's like most of New York.
Yeah. Anyway, tunnels. Tunnels are great.
Yeah. So we tunneled our way to Hamden because traffic was sucky that night.
Traffic was sucky getting up there.
The Merritt is a hazard, guys. I'm sure whenever this podcast comes out, it will still be a hazard. So it's highly topical.
It's always a hazard.
The Merritt is a hazard.
Well, we missed it. We missed it by 30 minutes.
Well, that's what happens when you come by at 2 a.m. Come home at 2 a.m.
That's what happens when you start every adventure with sandwiches from Delfino's.
We did a good job. Ponker from Brooklyn was a good choice for all of these events. Oh, no, this was when we got the bad sandwiches. This is when we got the Giuseppe special that we didn't like.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was still good. I ate it. It was still good.
I feel like the eggplant one that I got was good the first time.
Well, they can't always be winners, I guess.
Yeah, we got 2 out of 3. Like, Jeremy got 2 good ones and then a sucky one. I got a good one, a sucky one, and a good one. And you got what you got.
They're always fine with me. I mean, then one may not be as delicious as the one before, but they're all just as good.
I'm trying to remember if Dion and I went to a sandwich place or not. We definitely went out to, like, Frank Pepe's or something like that down in New Haven when we were there at least once. But I mostly remember going to Toad's place. I saw his friend's band play there. I saw another couple of bands
we
play
played there together.
Yeah, you and I played a tribute show with Mark Mulcahy. That was when his... what was the name of his album? My Bright Shining Star?
Yeah, Chow My Shining Star. That was a tribute record.
And we played with Mr. Ray, and that was a good. That was cool.
That was super cool.
Yeah, I must have practiced Snacks and Candy all day.
You did practice Snacks and Candy all day. Do you remember?
And you remembered it for a year later when you guys did it somewhere else. Didn't you do it again?
I don't think we ever did it again.
No, we just wanted. We don't try to. Unlike some of the things that we do on this podcast, we try to not repeat ourselves.
And then there was a time that we played New Haven for that Chow My Shining Star album for Mark.
That was pretty excellent.
And you and I played Snacks and Candy. I think that was a Toad's place. Even I think that was a Toad's place.
Do you remember?
I've seen
the
Buddy
other
Guy.
Part of that
I saw
story,
Buddy
though?
Guy play at Toad's place.
Mike, do you remember the what happened at that show or leading up to that show?
Go ahead.
Was that I had just come back from Spain. And I had caught the...
But Real Madrid had scouted you. You had the
H1N1. H1N1.
Oh, you got the bird flu from the cafeteria at Real Madrid.
I caught bird flu in the... In transit between... You knew this.
I didn't... I don't know if I ever knew you had bird flu.
Have you ever seen Dan keep a ball up in the air, though? 5 minutes minimum.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been great to stay at Real
Madrid. Isn't that where you caught the bird flu?
No, I caught the bird. Well, I mean, I flew from Madrid back to New York. So in between Madrid and New York, I caught it. I probably caught it on a plane or something.
I got it in my intestinal.
It's always on the plane.
I got my parasite in Japan.
I started feeling like...
Oh, wait, did you eat
really
in the airport?
Crappy. I ate in the airport beforehand.
That was why.
No. But it wasn't like that. It was like I couldn't... I had a hacking... I was a dude on the plane for 8 hours with a hacking cough, like...
So what kind of...
For the listener,
was that a respiratory ailment that you had?
It was super respiratory, and I, like, was nauseous, and I didn't yammy in the plane.
How do you know it wasn't...
Because I went to the doctor, and the doctor said I had it. He made me take the Tamiflu crap and... take care of it, and I had to practice with surgical gloves and a mask over my face, so I couldn't You know, didn't want to get
Mike sick.
You
couldn't do that night. You couldn't do that night in the museum like you planned.
No.
What you got over there, Mike? You got some bread.
Got some zucchini bread from my mother.
Oh.
Are we gonna break bread?
I think we should after we finish our sandwiches, I think. Actually supplied us with a lot of diabetes this week.
You did. Thanks, though.
But you're not sharing your salsa.
Oh, yeah, you owe me for the sandwiches.
Oh. Let's not forget that.
$12 No, you hit me. That was the exchange. You bought the sandwiches. You got a chance to hit. You owe Jeremy, so you can either...
Is it $12 slap?
That was a $12 slap. You hit me in the face. That's a $12 slap.
You just give me the money, Jeremy.
$12?
Yeah, don't make me hit you. Yeah.
I think Jeremy would rather you hit him, I think.
It's a gift card, though, so it's only really, you only get $6. It's store credit.
If I were to sell the slap online, I would get $6, but because I have the slap in person,
Kickstarter,
I get $12 cash.
You should Kickstart.
If we decide to do a crowdfunding campaign, can that be one of them?
Oh, any
$25, you get to slap Mike.
No way, no, no way.
$25.
It's $1 million. You get
super low.
$1 million, you get to slap me. $750,000, you get to slap Danny. $12, you get to slap Jeremy.
Or $6 store credit at the Apple Store.
Wow, now you can make it specific. There's a brand you love, Jeremy.
That and I have a few. I'm not a hater. Anyway.
You just brand a lot?
I just brand a lot. Speaking of brands we love, what about those Taramellos? Because those guys are going places.
They really shredded Roz and the Rice Cakes, shredded right before that. I thought that all the bands that played there.
Awesome.
They were dynamite.
Yeah.
Taramellos, I got a t-shirt. Roz and the Rice Cakes, I got a t-shirt.
Did you get the white t-shirt?
Jounce, did you get a t-shirt?
With the Itchy and Scratchy, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Poochie. There's actually a Poochie on there too. You're the Poochie.
Oh, thanks.
In this scenario.
Yeah.
You're
the Poochie.
You didn't get a Jones t-shirt. You got a Ross t-shirt.
I have a Jones
t-shirt.
Oh, you
have your own, right?
I have a Jones t-shirt.
I forgot. And you wear it too. You actually wear it.
What do you mean? I brought it to Chicago, but I didn't wear it.
Well, you didn't want to be that guy that wore the t-shirt of the band that
you're going to see.
Well, I mean, you might not have been going to see us.
I don't
want to
be Jon Favreau. What a douche.
The next time Jounce plays in the podcast at the same time, Mike and I are going to come dressed as Jounce mega fans. Jounce shirts, maybe like some poster boards.
You guys would be so,
maybe a Danny face.
Well, we're both college dropouts, so there's that.
Or no, maybe we do a Newsty face. Guitar face.
Newsty face. But we'll have to...
Newsty makes good faces on stage. Well, for the listener, if you guys ever go to a Jounce show, you get to
see a lot of
guitar faces. Mm. Yeah.
We need the cloning stamp to get this facial hair off of Dan and put it on yourself. Because Newsty's is equally despicable, I have to say. Like, none of you guys should be allowed.
We went one
podcast without talking about my facial hair.
I'm talking like you guys rent vans to go on tour. And the guy with your facial hair renting a van should send out all kinds of red flags to all kinds of agencies. All agencies. Well, and there should be preemptive Amber alerts when guys with your facial hair rent vans.
Then God bless New Jersey that I don't have to do that when I go to Jersey to rent my vans.
Yeah, but you also can't buy a car on Sundays in Bergen County.
That's true. You cannot.
And that's my only free day.
So Taramellos ended up playing the next night at the Best Buy Theater, and I went to that.
Oh, nice.
Missed them.
They put me on the list, but I didn't
go. Missed them?
Yeah, you didn't go. I missed them because we were doing a show at UCB East.
Oh, yeah.
We did a fun show with Carl Arnheiter, mm-hmm. who I can't pronounce his name because he's the coolest.
But they ended up crashing at my place, and the next day we went and got burgers together and drove around in the 15-passenger van
Thanks for inviting me out to that.
You were working.
By a high-powered light at that point.
You were working.
What day was it?
It was Tuesday. You were working. I know you were.
Why? How do you know I was working?
Because you told me. Don't put this on me.
Okay.
Don't put this on me.
Okay. I'm going to check my pay stuff.
So we went to this burger joint up by Grand Central.
You don't have to name it. Good.
I wasn't gonna. Jeez, God. I'm the one that says the least amount of brands. For the listener, Mike is snipping away.
It's McDonald's is what he's talking about on 42nd Street.
And they had the 15-passenger van, and they...
Well, look, we know how big the van is.
We thought we could park it in a garage.
Mm.
And so they go to bring it.
They charge extra, man.
We went down.
Oh, you scraped?
We went down into this garage, and they were like, you cannot fit in this thing. And
no, usually there's a sign hanging over overhead that if you hit the sign, you can't go in the garage.
Right. That noise was going off. That sign was attached to the van.
It was no longer.
Look, the sign says we can park here.
So we get it down there. We get it down there, and they're like, no, you can't do that. And you have to, like, back straight up. So the guy who is in the garage is like, he's like, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. I'll pull it out. So he gets in the van and he backs it out. As he's backing out, we just hear, he totally scrapes the top end of the van.
What?
I mean, it didn't like,
one of them would have done it instead.
Oh, yeah.
It would have just been John Nick and Nathan.
Yeah, exactly. Any one of them would have. All of us would have done it.
But we finally get it out,
and we're like, okay, this is going to be shitty. So we keep driving around. We get to another parking lot, and the guy says to us, no, you can't. Well, how long are you going to be? And we're like, we're going to be like an hour. He goes, $100. I looked at him. I was like, $100 to park the car for an hour? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're not going
to
do that.
What, were you guys on Central Park South? Were you trying to park on Fifth Avenue in Central Park South?
No, we were on Lexington. It was Lexington in like the upper 30s, lower 40s.
You're asking for it.
We ended up finding a spot though.
What you guys should have done was driven through the tunnel. Driven to Greenpoint, parked the van,
then
talked to me, walked up to the 7 train over the bridge, taken band pictures on the Pulaski Bridge with the New York skyline in the background. Thank you very much. Get on the 7 train, go into town.
Tara Millos, if you're listening, we have an adventure for you when you come back. Mike is willing to take your pictures on the Pulaski.
Stylized, beautiful photos.
He will not do anything Dutch, though.
Oh man,
doesn't like Dutching.
I mean, it's appropriate when it's appropriate. It's just like when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You know,
Mike's,
what I mean, Jeremy?
For the listener who has no idea what this means, Mike thinks I Dutch tilt all of my photos when I take them. I don't take straight photos.
Basically, all your unflattering photos of me make me look like a Batman combat scene.
Mid action.
Yeah.
Like mid action.
It's always like.
I say keep them coming. I think that's great.
I think all the pictures that you put on the site, if anybody wants to put
that site is dannyandmike.com for those who care.
If some people want to illustrate those pictures with like Batman type illustrations,
tweet us at them.
And punch, blort, or other things that we might say in the midst of our combat.
Jeremy's
trademark. Dutched frames.
Michael C. Marona.
Daniel Tamborelli.
You were telling me that you've been bummed that there hasn't been a lot of action to the Danny and Mike Gmail email. You want to interact more? You want people to send you more things?
They can send all of us more things. I don't know the password to the email, so I know I've never looked at the inbox. Do you want to give everybody the password now? So
no, I'm not going to give out our password to our email address.
I think for the listener, Jeremy is mouthing 26L'QR800R13.
That spells
boobs. Five.
You just spelled boobs backwards.
No, boobies is what I spelled backwards. IES135.
Nice work.
Yeah, feel free to interact with us via the printed word. You need a place where you can send all those Batman illustrated Dutch angle shots.
Yeah, send it to info@dannyandmike.com.
Send it to in@dannyandmike.com. Send it to foe@dannyandmike.com.
No, put the two together and then send it.
Well, put the two together inside a parenthesis and then they will equal info.
Boy, you just confused the hell out of this entire listening audience.
Yeah.
We're really sorry for that.
Are you saying that they're as unintelligent as the average American voter? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, hey, just because John Gruber said all that crap.
Let's just say it was John Gruden.
No, not John Gruden. Did you watch The Daily Show?
No, but you know what happened is the unintelligence of the American voter. Let me tell you about Tom Coughlin. He's got a lot left in his locker, and he knows when he needs to push Obamacare over the top, he's going to rely on the unintelligence of the American voter.
Wow.
No, I didn't see The Daily Show. Why did they do something like
that? They were talking about, they actually did. He said John Gruber, and then they put a picture of John Gruden up on the And he's like, that's, no, that's not, but whatever, we'll go with it. And yeah, so you didn't see it, huh?
No.
Well, look I don't at have you. Cable. Then you should submit a packet.
I don't have cable.
For the Daily Show. You should be a writer for the Daily Show. Look at that.
Actually, a woman I went to high school with was a writer for the Daily Show for a long time. Rachel Axel, a very funny girl. Check her out.
Okay.
Another plug.
Dynamite Warrior.
Dynamite Warrior?
I said writer.
Dynamite Warrior writer.
You know what people are doing in Connecticut? Well, one guy specifically. They're surfing on top of trains. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. That guy died, though.
Yeah, he died. He died
from his wounds?
He hit the electrical.
No, yeah, I heard that he burst into flames. I didn't know.
But this is the thing.
I know he was critical. I knew he was critical. I didn't know that he went.
Yeah, I think he died. I know he died.
Let's see the article, Jeremy.
No, but why? Does that happen? Is that a thing? Is that like...
No, I've never tried. The X-Files would still be on the air if that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
It's weird. Because I feel like I've heard about it here, that people have done it here. And then just got arrested or whatever.
I'm really just... I always have to think of Teen Wolf when he surfs the van.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like all 80s movies go together. So I think of Teen Wolf when he surfs the van and then Back to the Future when he has the hookup to catch the lightning strike for the clock tower. And if you put those two together, like you could make an electric Teen Wolf when he would catch the wire as he stood on the van and then the Styles van would go back in time. You know what I mean? Because of the 1.21 gigawatts necessary from the lightning strike and the clock tower.
Exactly that. From the lightning strike.
And what was the name of his van? Do you remember it? Didn't his van have a name?
It was
the Coolmobile. It was the Coolmobile.
Was it?
Yeah. That was the name of the van, I think, in Teen Wolf. Prove me wrong, guys. info@dannyandmike.com. Prove me motherfucking wrong. Anyway. If you'd like to imagine what happens next after Styles and Marty go back in time in the Coolmobile. What do you think happens next?
Well, they get into a car accident and he becomes paralyzed.
Jesus.
He becomes wheelchair werewolf.
He becomes Professor X.
Oh, man.
Oh, Wolverine X. He becomes Wolverine X. That would be very cool.
You write that.
His healing factor. I think this is something more for Rachel and Miles. Guys, check it out. Rachel and Miles explain the X-Men. They're very funny.
Yeah. Well, thank you to everyone who came out to Hamden, Connecticut.
To the space. To Taramellos.
For this episode, we really appreciate it. Yeah, thanks to Taramellos.
Roz and the Roz Cakes.
To Jounce.
Let's thank Jounce.
Who did their Jounce thing.
We've had a nice little run.
To Dana, who came out and drummed for you guys.
That's right, because our regular man is...
Good job, Dana.
His wrist is all hurt.
He's busted.
Dana did a good job filling in.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Yeah, and we enjoyed like a burrito together.
You guys had a burrito together?
No, we each had our own burritos.
Oh,
we didn't share.
Oh, was it Lady in the Tramp style? I thought that was what it was going to be.
You always want to see that, don't you?
No.
That's going to be a hell of an album cover for you guys. You and Newsty with your molester mustaches, Lady in the Tramping, a burrito, but the burrito's like a 6-foot hero type of
situation.
It's like a Super Bowl sized burrito.
That's a wide shot.
Keep it up, Mike.
Keep it up with the mustache jokes. It's
Movember, my friend.
Yeah.
Stop making fun of mustaches right now.
Yeah, what's Alexi Lalas's excuse? He looks so creepy.
It's because he's a ginger, too.
Yeah. Us people misunderstood. Like Connecticut and the whole state.
No.
Nutmeggers.
The Nutmeggers. Thank you to the Nutmeggers. Thanks to everybody who came out.
Thanks to Michael C. Morona, Daniel Tamborelli, and Jeremy Balin.
And thanks to Manic Productions for putting on the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for plugs for plugging.
We'll see you all soon.
Plug, plug, plug.
So there you have it. As we say goodbye to the Nutmeg State, we remember the lessons we've learned. It's good to have a fact checker at a live show. Taramello sometimes leaves piss bottles at venues. And everyone has a good poop story, except for Jeremy, who has a good dog poop story. But most of all, remember that your fake television brothers are here for you and will always have your backs, adventure after adventure.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter, #@DannyandMike, and on Facebook. Facebook? At facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.